an ever-changing world, Life Changes Network presents A Voice of Truth and Inspiration. This is Life Changes with Filippo, the unforgettable, ever-insightful variety show that captivates our fascination and insatiability for the inspiring moments of real-life journeys. As we, as one, strive for higher planes of existence and a better understanding of ourselves and the world in which we live, always remembering, life changes. This is radio like you've never felt before. This is Life Changes with Filippo, with tonight's guest, acclaimed supermodel and actress, Blue Britt. And now your host, our MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
Thank you, Mark. I am excited about today's show. I am excited about this show because this is the kind of show that we have been wanting to do from the very start. But we weren't ready. We weren't ready, to be honest. I wasn't ready. Because our guest tonight is Blue Britt, and she's beautiful, and she's sexy. She's a rock star. She was married to one. She's got so much going for her, and she's, you know, an A-lister, and I guess I wasn't ready. You know how I know? I'll tell you. A few months ago, a friend of mine invited me to a party, and she started to tell me about this party and all the beautiful people are going to be there, and it's, you know, very sexy and pool party, and it's going to be filmed for a TV show that's a hot TV show coming out and all this stuff, bada bada la la la. Well, I didn't pay too much attention because on that day I was supposed to be a mentor for a conference that was happening in Orange County. Now, you all know of the OC and how conservative it can be. And so I'm already kind of not conservative. I've got long hair and all that. But I wore a suit because I went to this conference where I was Mr. Mentor. And I did my whole mentor thing and life coaching thing and for this conference. And then it ended a lot sooner than I expected. So I thought, it's Saturday night. And I'm all dressed up and no place to go. And I thought, well, wait a minute. My friend had this party that I, you know, wasn't planning on going to because I couldn't because I was doing this other thing. But now that this ended early, let me call her and find out if the party's still going on. Well, I texted her, actually, and she texted back. She says, yeah, you know, party's still going. Come by. So I had the address and I went, and I get to this door of this big, beautiful house, and the music's going on loud, and it's rocking, and everybody's having a good time, so much so that they can't hear me knocking at the door or pounding at the door or ringing the doorbell. So I just open the door and walk in. And as I start following the music to the back of the house, all of a sudden I'm greeted with this absolutely beautiful woman who's wearing practically nothing and looking great in it. And she's like, hello. And I like, oh, shit, I'm at the wrong place. Not that I had the wrong house, but I'm at the wrong place. These people are really beautiful. These people are sexy. They're all half naked, swimming around the pool. The music's rocking. And I'm not that cool, is where my mind went. And I'm not even dressed cool. I've got a suit practically on. And I'm just, you know, I just wanted to turn around and pretend I never saw her and walk back out the front door. But she was so sweet and her smile was so beautiful and warming. I said, hi, I'm Trisha's friend. And she's like, oh, well, welcome. I'm Blue. And she shook out she gave me her hand and she's like, Trisha's somewhere over there. And I just like crawled away and went and met Trisha and hung out with Trisha as I kind of looked at the party from the outside looking in at what cool people look like and what cool people do and, you know, kind of fantasized about what it's like to be cool. And when it was, you know, I'd been there a couple hours and then I decided it was really time for me to go. And Blue was giving somebody a tour of the house. You know, the irony of it is I was judging myself. I was judging myself. Nobody there was judging me or saying, oh, you're not dressed right. As a matter of fact, people were really cordial. Like, have you eaten? Do you want to do this? Do you want a drink? You know, I mean, everybody was really nice. They just happened to be cool looking and sexy and making me really uncomfortable. But that wasn't their fault. That was mine. So then Blue starts giving a tour of the house, this big, beautiful, gorgeous house. And so I snuck in to the tour with her. And she didn't seem to mind. She was really kind. And as she was giving her friends a tour of the house, we ended up in the bedroom, where off to the side of the bedroom is this other room where there was a stripper pole. And right away I thought, oh, yeah, of course. That makes sense. She's one of those. Right. Uh-huh. And then we went into her her closet, her big, huge closet with all these really sexy clothes and all that, and pictures of her. We saw, looked at pictures of her modeling and stuff like that, and I'm like, yeah, of course, of course. She's one of those. In the meantime, I'm liking her. I'm liking her style and the way she talks, and I've got this program running in my head like, oh, she's one of those. You know, she's one of the cool people, the sex people. She's a rocker. She really is a rocker. And I was making myself uncomfortable, but forcing myself to stay because I really liked her. And she didn't mind having me around. So, you know, it was kind of a weird situation. So it was about time for me to go in my mind. And I hugged and kissed Trisha and I said, I really need to go. And she says, oh, can you do me a favor and take a picture of me in Blue? And I'm like, I'm thinking, oh, geez, we have to get that close to her in the sense that, you know, it's like I kind of, you know, I've been trying to be incognito. Well, I said, sure. So I took a picture of her in Blue together. And then my friend Trisha said, now I want one of you in Blue. And I looked at Blue expecting her to say, why would I want a picture with me and him? And instead she said, okay, come here, sit next to me right here, sit right here. And so I sat down and she puts her arms around me and she says, okay, take the picture. And I was just so engaged by her. I don't even know, you know, I know the picture was taken, but I turned to her and I said, you know, you're really beautiful. And of course we know she's beautiful, but I really meant like, wow, you know, you're an amazing person. Your heart's really beautiful. I just felt her. And it just made sense why I was hanging around, why I really liked her. And she looked at me and she says, oh my God, you see me. You really see me. And I knew what she meant right away. And right there, our hearts started talking to each other. And it was really interesting because I'm like, wow, I'm talking to her. Like, we're really having a conversation. And we're you know, capturing each other in this moment, or captivating each other in this moment. And somebody came up to her and said, hey, do we need to, and she's like, yeah, do whatever you need to do. Just, you know, keep it down. As a matter of fact, turn the music down. And I'm talking to Filippo right now. I'm like, oh, wow. And then we continue the conversation and somebody else came up and said, hey, what, you know, how about this? And she stood up and she said, hold on. And she said, everybody, could everybody just kind of leave me alone for a few minutes? I'm having the most important conversation I've had like in a month. I just want to talk to Filippo right now. And somebody please turn down the music. And then we started talking about some incredible things. And I started to really hear what she was saying. And I know that she was feeling like she was being heard. And I asked her, out of curiosity, I said, does any of this stuff come up during your TV show that you're filming? And she said, no, not at all. And I said, wow, I would love for this to be on our radio show. And she said, then let's do it. I want to be on your radio show. And today, she's on our radio show. And from that moment, I really stopped judging myself a lot. And I really stopped judging other people. Because I didn't want to be judged, but without knowing, I was judging her. I was judging a book by its beautiful, sexy cover until I really opened, it really opened up and I got to see the heart of this beautiful book. And I can't wait to be sharing this beautiful heart with you all right after this.
Clean water is not enough.
reverse osmosis, distilled water, and most bottled waters are devoid of naturally occurring minerals. They are acidic, unstructured, and hard to absorb, and rob minerals from the body. IonWay's ionizers produce a super abundant supply of powerful antioxidants in each glass. Ionized water has a reduced molecular cluster size and a negative charge, hydrating you up to 6 times better. Water from an IonWay's ionizer will help you restore your body to its natural pH balance, boosting your vitality. And ionized water more effectively flushes acidic toxins from within your body. Drink the healthiest water available today. IonWay's water systems, their water changes everything. To learn more about IonWay's water systems and how you can own one today, visit our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our sponsor page. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
We're back, and I am Filippo, and our guest today is Blue Britt. Now, she's a renowned supermodel. She's an ex-rock star wife of Jerry Dixon, the bass player of the band Warrant. She has been modeling for Victoria's Secret, Guess Jeans, Calvin Klein, and the list goes on and on and on. She has been on several TV shows. You would know them, All My Children, Dream On for HBO. She's been in many movies that too many to list right here. And she has been in magazines like the Swimwear Illustrated, the very coveted Swimwear Illustrated, at least coveted by a lot of women who love to be able to be on there and a lot of men who love the women who are on there. She is a really special person. And she also is a pole dance instructor. I'll tell you more about that a little later. And right now she's working on a TV project that is going to be huge once it hits America. It's right now in Canada on the Slice Channel. And we can't, unfortunately, talk too much about that or even mention it. But let me just tell you, she is the principal on it and can't wait to see that show come here. But she's with us now on air. Welcome, Blue Britt.
Good evening. What an introduction.
Good evening. Now, see, you didn't know any of that was going on in my head, did you?
No, I didn't. Wow. Incredible. And incredibly thoughtful and insightful for me as well.
I'm glad. You know, you've been inspiring since we met, and what my thought is immediately goes to people need to hear you speak, because when sometimes we hear our parents and we don't maybe have respect for them because, you know, we don't agree with them or whatever, or sometimes we hear people talk but they don't really get us, like they don't listen to our kind of music or they're not like the cool people, and here you are. And the things that you've been sharing with me are so special and so important, and it's coming from somebody that people think is sexy, cool, hot. You know what I mean?
Well, I have to tell you that I've been so inspired by some of the conversations and discussions and talks that we've had. You truly inspire me, and I'm sure so many of your listeners are absolutely in awe of what you're doing, and it's amazing, and I'm really blessed and proud to be a part of it.
Oh,
thank you for inviting me.
Well, you're very welcome, and I have to say one more thing, actually, before we get into this, and that is that you just had a death in the family, and I called you today saying, you know, I mean, the lead singer of the band Warrant just passed away at the very young age of 47. I mean, terrible tragedy, and so I just wanted to mention him, and that I did say to you, you know, we don't have to do this today, and you said, no, let me just get my head together, and we'll do this, because this is important. So that just goes to show who you are.
Thank you very much. Thank you so much. You know, I really appreciated your condolences and sympathies, and my heart goes out to his beautiful wife, Kimberly, who is my dearest friend in the world, and I really appreciate you acknowledging the place I was in this morning and being so generous with your offer to give me a break and inspired me to really motivate and get it together and do this incredible work that you're doing and to be a part of it.
Well, thank you. And actually, you know, the interesting thing is that so many times, gosh, you and I have talked about this, and I don't know if we should start here, but honestly, I mean, you know, you've done so many things and you've done all the cool stuff. And I could just hear some people say, like, you know, what does she know? She's had it easy all her life. Or, yeah, sure, you know, she's sexy. Of course, she's going to talk good about, you know, the world or her life or whatever. And it's like people judge and they just don't know, just like me, right? And you've been through so much and here you are teaching other people how to be.
And I fought for all of it. None of it came easy. None of it came easy. You know, life isn't always easy. And you have to fight for what you want. You know, I was a short girl in a tall girl's world.
As a model, right?
Made people believe that I was bigger than I was in many, many ways.
You know, it's interesting because I asked you one time, who were your role models? And I loved your answer in that you said you never really had any one person as a role model, but you just saw aspects of people and different things that they were doing. And you say, I can do that, or I like that she does that, or we need more of that. And it reminds me that a guest once said, you know, don't necessarily follow people, follow their message. If they've got a message, if they've got one thing that they're doing, follow that, because they might not, you know, the rest of their life might be screwed up. And so I love that you've got your head on straight with that.
Well, thank you. You know, there are many people that inspire me for different reasons. And I am, you know, really privileged and blessed, you know, to be exposed to many of the wonderful things that are happening right now. And to have, even if it's a small voice, but to have a voice in some of those things that I believe in.
Well, and I asked you what, because I see you as being more and more, especially when the TV show comes out, people, they won't see this, you know, necessarily, but they'll get to know you more and they'll want to know you more. And I just see you getting out there and speaking and being a role model to especially young ladies that are either trying to be models or trying to be actresses. And I asked you, what is it that you would want them to know about you? You said some pretty incredible things. Do you mind sharing a few of them?
No, not at all. You know, I want women to recognize that they are all beautiful in their own way. We all have special qualities and gifts about ourselves, and it's so important to appreciate those things. All women are gorgeous creatures, and you know, the attitude that you give out is what you get back at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. And you're more powerful than you believe you are. You know, that even that this, what woman thinks that she's the smallest person can have the loudest voice. You know, I truly believe in my heart that women are incredibly powerful creatures. And at the end of the day, you know, we're all so fortunate to be Americans, to live in a country that allows us to have a voice and allows us to speak and allows us to do things and change things. And it's just a question of desire. It's a question of choice. You know, life is a choice.
You said something about knowing that when you walk out the door, you can turn the world around or the day around. Talk about that. Loved how you said it.
Well, I know, you know, when I walk out that front door that my day can be fair or fantastic.
Oh, you said fabulous. You could use that word on this show.
Okay, so fair or fabulous. You know, based on what I'm giving out, and it can be something as little as making eye contact with somebody and giving someone a smile that can make their day, just acknowledging the presence of the stranger can turn their day around. And turn yours around as well. Mm. You know, I have found that, you know, the energy that I give out when I'm on 150, and people respond to that. You know, they really do. They respond to good energy. They respond to giving out good vibes, and people want to be a part of that. You know, I think we're at a point, you know, in time right now where, you know, as a nation, we're dying to find some good. Mm. And giving it out brings it back.
You know, I'm thinking of the conversation that we actually had, the first conversation we had at the party, where your son was not feeling well, and the cameras were going and all of that going on, and you literally went into, oh, this was before I got there, because by the time I got there, there were no more cameras, but you literally, I heard about this, you literally went into the room, closed the door, and then when somebody was knocking on the door, you said, you know what, you guys are just going to have to wait. This is more important. And it's like people like die to be famous or on camera or whatever, and it's like, this is an important show, I understand, to you, but at that moment, nothing was more important than your son feeling better.
That's true. It's true. I think that there were many people that were in dismay about that. but the bottom line is that, you know, life happens, and you have to make time for the things that are really important to you. You have to prioritize. And at that moment, the most important thing was my child. And not this show, not publicity, not anything is more important than the kind of parent that I am to him, the kind of example that I am to him, and showing him that his value to me is more important than anything else.
You know, and then today I'm laughing because I'm sorry, because I'm not laughing at what you just said. I'm laughing at what I'm going to say. But today I
asked you, I'm so scared right now. I'm so scared.
Don't be scared. You know me better than that. But today... And then, you know, okay, so you said that about your son, and obviously it was true because everybody was saying, oh my God, she just left, and, you know, but they were admiring you for that. It's kind of like, we wish we could be like that. Well, then when I asked you today, who would you, you know, most like to be like, you said your husband. And
yeah,
you said that you're like honored that you know, you said all these amazing words about your husband and his mind and his heart and his generosity and all that. And I'm like, is this woman for real? I mean, my goodness, that is so incredible.
I have been so incredibly blessed by this amazing human being coming into my life. I never imagined that I would ever get married again, for one, and was pretty hell-bent not to, and had basically closed the door on that. And when I least expected it, you know, this incredible human being walks into my life, and I am inspired truly by his ability to love and give of himself and to stop exactly what he's doing at that moment to give to his family and the people around him, and sometimes even strangers. I mean, he's so incredible as a human being, and he's so incredible with my son. You know, I never imagined that I would find somebody that would love my child as much as I do. And it's like the heavens opened up and just drops this perfect creature down on me that I am inspired by every day, his drive, his energy, the goodness that he puts out, his genuine goodness is more inspiring to me than anyone I've ever known. I'm so in love with this amazing creature, and it's his soul. That's who he is. This isn't, he doesn't have to try. This is just who he is. He was just made that way.
Well, see, this is exactly why I wanted to bring this up, Blue, because here you are. you're being filmed for this TV show, and you've got all your co-stars with you, and it's this big fabulous party at your house, and the music's rocking and all that, and then your son doesn't feel well, and you just leave the cameras and everybody, and you just go and be a mother, when there were a ton of other people that could have taken care of that. And then when I ask you, it's like, what do you most want, who would you most want to be like? You say your husband, your partner, the person that, you know, is with you every day, and you say all these wonderful things about him. I mean, not once yet in the whole 20 minutes that we've been talking did you mention your $1,000 Jimmy Choo shoes with the sparkles and the four-inch heels on it. And it's like, that's what people expect.
That he bought me as a present for moving the entire house. Which I do love them. I'm not going to lie to you. A girl will be a girl. But, you know, as in retrospect, though, as I think about that, you know, I also think that, you know, as role models go, you know, I also look to my son as well. You know, I now that I'm thinking about it, you know, I look at him and I see his incredible sensitivity and his ability to truly be neutral in situations, and his ability to find the good, and his incredible sense of humor, and his youth that is just so exuberant and vibrant. And, you know, I also find him to be incredibly inspiring as well.
Yeah. See how you are? It's a beautiful thing.
I'm so privileged to be a part of these two wonderful men's lives that continue to motivate me on a regular basis to want to do the right thing and to want to send a message about goodness and about hope and about the possibility and about change, and that it's never too late. It's never too late. I mean, let's face it. I mean, I got married for the second time pretty late in life, and I probably had a better chance of being struck by lightning, for Christ's sake. And you know, I struck the lotto. Seriously.
In more ways than one. We're going to have to take a quick break here. Stick with us, because we're going to talk more. Actually, what I'd love to talk about is pole dancing. And I just love that we're going to be talking about it and how we're going to be talking about it with Blue Britt right after this.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening, someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with our host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as David Wilcock, Mariel Hemingway, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Marcy Shymoff, and Shadow Stevens on our archive page at our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, FILIPPO.com. Remember, you can also connect with us via Twitter and Facebook, and now in our own community at lifechangesnetwork.com, where real people come together to share real life in real time. That's lifechangesnetwork.com.
We're back, and I'm Filippo Voltaggio, and our guest today is Blue Britt, who has been modeling for years, and she was married to a rock star for years, and she looks fabulous and lives a fabulous life, and yet she also lives in her heart And so we were joking before the break here that she hasn't spoken about her Jimmy Choo $1,000, you know, shoes, even though she does love them. But, you know, she lives in this whole other place where she is able to somehow balance all of this. And that's one of the things that really struck me right away. Now, talk about balance. I've never been on a stripper pole, so I don't know how I would balance myself on it, or a dance pole, I should say, maybe. But regardless, she not only balances herself on it, and she does really well, she teaches women how to do it. Now the first thought that might be coming to a lot of you people's mind is, oh yeah, I'm sure she does. And I'm sure she does. But what kind of women are you teaching, Blue?
You know, I have to tell you that the term stripper pole is kind of funny, and I like to look at it as pole fitness, for one, but it's an empowerment of women. You know, what I teach is women being empowered by their own bodies, their sensuality, their selves. Feeling great about being who you are. It's not about stripping. It's about dancing, and it's about getting out of your head, and it's about letting go, and it's about slowing your mind down for a few minutes and having an hour and a half that's just about you. Sometimes we need to take that little bit of a break and feel sensual and gorgeous and beautiful and feel that amazing sense of power that brings. And a lot of women are afraid of that. And, you know, a lot of women live in, you know, a man's world where they're kind of forced into a very masculine role. And what I teach, you know, for an hour and a half, you know, one class at a time, is just to let go of that and embrace your femininity, embrace who you are. Love yourself, love your body, slow your mind down. And the range of people I have in this class goes from 18 to 50. Mm. I've got 50-year-old women in there that are spinning around a pole and dancing burlesque and letting their freak flag fly and watching themselves in a mirror and feeling absolutely gorgeous. And it's changing the lives of the women I work with.
Mm. Yeah, you were telling me about.
It sounds funny. It sounds like a. It sounds crazy, but that's
no,
what's happening.
It doesn't sound crazy at all. Actually, I just how one feels about oneself is contagious, and it affects their whole day. Like you were saying, when you walk out the door, you can decide if it's going to be a fair day or a fabulous day just by the energy that you put out.
And that's true. And I have to say that, you know, a year ago, if somebody would have told me that I would be doing this, I would have laughed. I would have laughed at you and thought, yeah, okay, well, yeah, I might need to learn how to do that before I teach it. I've never been on a pole before. And my husband actually found a studio for me. And I went in and told them, you know, I want to teach this class. And she was like, well, have you ever been on a pole before? And I was like, no, but I just want to learn how to teach this class. I want to do this. Mm. And she invited me to come to an introduction, and I was hooked. I was hooked. An hour and a half in, I handed over my credit card and just wanted to be a part of this organic feminine movement that was happening. That I felt.
Well, the studio is called Body Women Only, and your class is Body by Blue in Studio City, California. And actually, I love one of the stories you were sharing with me about a lady who had a few extra pounds and came in her sweats or something, and then by the second or third class, she was dressing differently and standing differently and feeling prouder, right?
Oh my gosh! Yeah, I mean it was crazy. She came, you know, in full on sweatpants and flip flops and completely covered, and she's lost like three dress sizes.
Oh.
And but aside from that, and that's making her feel great about herself. That's what's awesome for her, is that she feels great about herself. But by the third class, she came in dressed in a skirt and a necktie and a little shirt and like librarian glasses. She had a whole vision of the dance that she was going to do when she got there.
Wow.
It changed her perspective completely. And as the classes have gone on, she plays out these roles and comes in all varieties of different things. And during that hour and a half, I just watch her go from a caterpillar to a butterfly in that hour and a half.
That's a great analogy. And the thing is it's not even done so that necessarily she's going to go dance for a man or something like that. This is for her, right?
Well, and the whole philosophy behind what I teach is it's not about anyone else. It's about yourself. It's not for a man. It's not for anything else other than yourself. This is your time to express yourself in whatever way you want to. It's all done by candlelight, so it's dark enough where people can kind of get in their own zone. And I encourage the girls to just let go. Just be yourself. Enjoy who you are. Appreciate the gorgeous bodies that you have. You know, you only get one. And we're so hard on ourselves as human beings. We're so hard on ourselves. And the tabloids and Hollywood dictates to us on a continuous basis, you know, what's beautiful and what's not. You know, one minute everyone's 90 pounds, the next minute curvy's in. Trying to keep up with that is exhausting for women.
Mm.
And at the end of the day, what I want to teach and what I want to encourage women to do is embrace who you are. Embrace exactly what you are at this moment. You know, we're all evolving. We're all growing. And it's that openness to change or not. You know, it's about self-acceptance at the end of the day, really.
You know, and that's, isn't it ironic that I was certainly feeling all of that when I walked into your beautiful place. And let me just clarify that for anybody just joining and listening now. I walked into her home, not her studio where the stripper pole is, but because you just at the moment are just teaching women, but when you start teaching men, let me know. But the thing
you can always
is
do a private at the house.
Okay, all right. the thing is that
men
yeah,
need to
I
be
was,
empowered as well.
Okay, an easier way to put this is kind of harsh in a sense, but you know, it's like you said, acceptance and judgment. And I asked you also, what about people that judge you? And you said some really nice things about those people. Like you said, you know, we don't know 100% of their story.
That's true. It's been a hard journey for me. You know, on a very personal note, you know, people look at you from the outside and they think they have the story, the Twitter, the tweet, whatever, you know, and, you know, we've all been, you know, in different places in our life, in dark places and light places. And, you know, we don't ever really know what's behind another person unless we make the effort to get to know them. And I know that as a human being myself, that's something that I've struggled with, and I've worked really hard for people to see me, not what I look like on the outside, but what's really going on the inside. And by the grace of God, you know, I'm not completely unfortunate looking, but there's so much more than meets the eye. And I've struggled my whole life with wanting for people to see what's really inside, which is very different than what's on the inside. I mean, on the outside. It's a hard topic, you know.
It is, and it's one that needs to be discussed because, like you said, nobody knows 100% of somebody else's story, what they've been struggling with or what they've been through. You know, actually, that reminds me, a friend asked me one time, it was a new friend, and we met at the gym, and so, you know, I was working out, he was working out kind of thing, and one day he says, look, and he took off his shirt, and he says, what do you think? And now, I might say something different today. Well, I know I would, otherwise I wouldn't have learned. But I looked at him and I said, what? I mean, you could lose a few pounds. And he said, you know, you bastard or something. And he walked off. And I thought, what? I mean, certainly he doesn't think he's hot looking or something. And then, you know, I then went after him. I'm like, are you okay? What's wrong? I don't understand. And he said, I've lost 300 pounds. And wow. I was proud of it. And I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. You should be very proud. And you look great. I mean, he looked great for having lost that, you know. So it's like, we never know.
We don't know where anyone's come from or what their story is or what they've been through. Or, you know, that's that initiative that we were speaking about earlier, is just really getting to know someone, finding out where they're from, where they come from, the path they've walked. And what brought them here?
Yeah.
And where are they now? And what can we do to help them succeed? What can we do to encourage them? What can we do to help them grow?
You know, that's beautiful.
You know, that's really, it touches again, you know, on that very personal topic for me of, you know, really wanting to empower every individual that I come across in my daily life to feel confident and comfortable and to feel blessed and to know that, you know, whether it's change or an attitude or whatever, that anything that you want is possible. It's all possible. And for us to acknowledge those changes in people. And it's about getting to know it, you know, each person. And even if you don't, you know, go any further than just the eye contact and the smile, you know, maybe that changes the way somebody feels about themselves.
Especially coming from you. You know, you said something, I bet you don't even know half of the beautiful things that you say. You said something, you said, I don't know what to call it. We should have a word. I don't know what to call it. I don't know if you remember saying that, but what you were talking about, and I think you're right, we should have a word because it's important. And what you said is, when I make someone feel good, I feel good. And then you said, actually, I feel great. And I don't know what to call that. So we'll have to come up with the word and then share it with everybody that when we make people feel good, we feel good or even great. And that's how you, that's a beautiful way to sum up what you've been talking about here.
It's the greatest gift I could get. It's better than some sparkly Jimmy Choo's. It really is. It's better than that. You know, feeling good about yourself and feeling good about what you give out and making other people around you feel empowered and amazing is really the message that I'm trying to send. And, you know, I want all of the listeners and for people to just be accepting of who you are and open to hearing and listening and changing the things that you're not happy about.
Well, you know, Blue, you're so not focused on promoting yourself in such a way that you don't even have a website. And this class that you're doing already has...
No, I don't. I don't have a website. I don't have anything.
And you got it. But this class already has people flocking to it. And you haven't even got a website or haven't even advertised. So you might not need the advertising, but I hope you get a website soon. But if you want to find Blue... It's Body by Blue in Studio City, California at Body Women Only. And you can find her, and she's Blue Britt. And I'm sure you all agree, she is fantastic. And I'm so glad you were with us today.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much for having me. I'm incredibly inspired by you and the work that you're doing. It's amazing. And thank you. God, I'm honored.
We'll get to share more, and we look forward to having you more on the show. And when this is a TV show, then you can show us some of the moves on the pole. How's that?
That sounds fantastic. Okay. What I'd actually really like to do is get you on the poll.
Well, I was kidding earlier, but we'll see what happens.
I wasn't.
I knew you weren't. All right. Well, I'm not going to say no. I think the audience would love that. We'll see what happens, and it'll be fun. But this was fun. You've inspired us, and I know we're going to get a lot of responses from this show, so we'll have to have you back and again. And until then, I know you have something to be at 8, so you've been so gracious to stay with us until now. Have a beautiful evening, and thank you for being blue.
Filippo, thank you so much for inspiring me and for spending so much time with me at the party. I enjoyed you more than I can ever tell you. You put me on a whole new path, really, with wanting to do something different. And I want to thank you for that.
Wow. Wow. Okay. Well, I'm going to go before you make me cry.
So, well, I don't want to make you cry.
It's
I want to make you smile.
And I am smiling. Thank you, Blue. You have a beautiful evening. We'll talk real soon.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Good night.
Good night. We'll be right back with our producer's segment and Mark Leisure right after this.
Life Changes with Filippo is a premier radio show presented by Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people to corporate giants, celebrities, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your home or corporate office, and even through appearances on your favorite shows. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching and a private consultation with one of us, corporate event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, visit lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our representation page. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
We're back. We've been talking with Blue Britt, and we've got Mark Leisure with us for our producer's wrap.
How do we wrap that up?
I'm not sure exactly how I am to follow that, but and thank gosh it's not the live video show. I really have a hard time following that. But you know, I want to address it. It's fantastic having her on the show and what she's doing and how she's empowering women and everybody who's she's coming in contact with. But I want to go back for just a second to your monologue, because I think that moment of discomfort created by the programming that you walked into that scenario with, the not feeling cool enough or worthy or whatever the case may be. Boy, you think back to the big thing that's on the news all the time right now about bullying. And so many of us go through those types of situations, not only as adults, but as kids, where some of those formulations come from, am I cool or not, because I've been, you know, held out of this clique or that clique or whatever the case may be. And I was thinking about this the other day, because the media, the advertising market, and in essence our greed as a society creates this type of an environment, right? By creating the platform to sell products, the whole idea is to create a reason for you not to be enough, because you need what they sell. You need what they're telling you to wear. You need to look this way. You need to be this size. And that's why it goes from skinny to curvy to skinny to curvy. Because if you sold enough skinny and you're going to sell something new, you're going to sell something a little bit not so skinny. And so this is endless cycle. And it really goes back to some of the things that Blue is talking about and things that we share all the time, which is really focusing inward and just owning who you are and feeling satisfied with who you are and really trying to, you know, making an effort to disconnect yourself from that messaging, which all it is. It's all it is advertising to sell product, and we fall into it so easily.
You know, it's interesting that you bring us back there, and it's sad in a way, you know, to live that many years blocking yourself from not just feeling a certain way, but putting yourself in certain situations and meeting people. I never would have talked to Blue because I didn't feel cool enough, you know? And here she's saying how inspiring I've been to her, and she said it over and over and over again, and that her whole career path, you know, might have changed because of our conversation, or so to speak. And yet I'm feeling inspired by her, and I'm learning things about myself even and listening to her. And I thought that never would have happened because of what I was feeling and because of what I was judging inside.
Well, and conversely, what would have never happened before that is the type of exchange and the awakening that she had, because you were able to go where you went in your discussion with her. I've been to plenty of those Hollywood parties. And it's like a cartoon where you put the bubbles over it and it would say blah, 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 and you go to the next conversation, it's blah, 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 and the next conversation. And, and it's a lot of small talk and a lot of saying what the person wants to hear and making sure you're in the right side of the room, seeing with the right people, taking pictures with the right people. It's, you know, it's not just Hollywood. It's, you know, it's life in essence. It's achievers, you know, networking and all of that is a little bit of an aspect of that, but very rarely in that type of scenario do you drill down and really connect with someone and walk away saying, wow, did we really just talk about that? Or did they really just see me, or, you know, share that moment? That's pretty cool.
You know, it's very cool. And actually it's interesting that you say that, because yes, we need some of that. We need to be networking, I think. We need to be connecting with people. And ironically, when I asked Blue about that, in the sense that, you know, Blue, isn't it, during one of our conversations, isn't it, you know, how does one get to be a model? Don't you have to, like, you know, crawl on top of other people to get to the top? And don't you, and, you know, she even mentioned casting couches and things, you know, from the past. And she says that so many of that stuff is going away. And that what's really coming to the forefront is people really connecting with their passion, people connecting with their creativity. And she says, the stars of tomorrow are going to be the people that are most connected, that are most talented. In her opinion, it's not going to be any longer about the person who slept their way there, or, you know, I mean, God bless whoever needed to do what they needed to do. I'm not here to criticize anybody, but that's not a path that most people would have wanted to take, so to speak, you know, or stepped on anybody or anything like that.
Well, so much of that industry and frankly, any industry has been in the past that type of self-marketing, positioning, conjecture, etc., where what you're talking about today is authenticity. You know, people are being authentic, and you know, we're seeing through that now, and people are just not putting up with it anymore, but also not feeling the need to be somebody else. And I think there was a willingness to be somebody else to get something before. And I think that's going away. That's part of the shift, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah. And, you know, actually, you mentioned the monologue. And at the beginning of the show, when I was sharing my story, actually before the show, when I thought, well, what am I going to talk about at the beginning of the show? And that story came to mind. And I thought, no, I don't want to be that vulnerable. And then I thought, well, you know, vulnerable is good. I mean, isn't this what we're talking about? We're talking about change. What better example than me? And then I decided, no, but nah, I'm not comfortable with that yet. And I'm not going to do that now. And then as soon as we came on, blah, 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 I'm right there. And that's so like our show. You know, again, we say life changes with Filippo. As far as I'm concerned, life changes for Filippo.
That's what I find, what I respect so much about you is you're authentic. You know, it takes a lot of courage. It takes a lot more courage to do what you do than it does for somebody to act like they are something that they're not, and then hold up that persona for as long as they can until somebody figures them out, and then they'll go somewhere else, get a different job, and continue acting like something they are not.
Yeah. You know, I'm inspired by people like Blue, because I'm grateful to know a handful of either beautiful people or very successful people or whatever, and maybe even more than a handful. But the point is that I watch these people, and a lot of these people that I know, and you know too, Mark,
they're really nice people and they're really heart people. And even though the world knows them a certain way or the character they play is a certain way, and more people are looking at us at Life Changes and they're saying, wow, you're famous, or wow, you know, you get to interview all these people, and wow, this and wow, that. Well, I could not slip into, because it's not me, it's not us, but, you know, we can say, oh, really? Well, now we can be stuck up because now you think we're famous or whatever and play that game. But Blue doesn't play that game. She's a role model for me. I'm not going to play that game.
She is a role model. You are a role model. And you know, I will close up with this, because I've started to a practice while I've been traveling back and forth to the office during the day and whatnot, which is starting to look at people, random people, and picturing them as they would look as a child, trying to go take them back and looking in their eyes, but not seeing the old man who's worn out, or the homeless lady, or the whatever this story is that they're walking around in as an adult. And it's magical when you do that, and you peel that away and you see those kids, and it's what we have all in common. And at the end of the day, that is a constant that we all share, which is that we're all these kids that are here learning. Mm-hmm. And that's pretty cool, because the rest of that story then goes away.
That's very cool. And that's a really good story. And unfortunately, we have to go away. But not for long. We'll be back next week. And of course, you can always hear us in the archives. I am Filippo Voltaggio. And along with Mark Legeau, our producer, and Dorothy Lee Donahue, our producer, and our engineer, Seth Hendricks, we thank you for being part of the show and part of the changes we all wish to see in the world. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to Life Changes with Filippo, with the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the BBS Radio Network, and visit us online at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O. Today's show has been made possible in part by our sponsors, IonWays Water Systems, Change Your Water, Change Your Life, and Love and Miracles with Dorothy Lee Donahue. To learn more about them, visit the sponsor page of our website. Once again, join us here next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, Life Changes. Change the world. Now's the time. Now's the time.